When you've been injured in a car wreck, you're going to hear from an insurance company pretty quickly. And they're going to ask you a bunch of questions I promise you shouldn't answer. I'm attorney Mark Frankel, and I know their tactics firsthand because I used to work for them. When we started Frankel & Frankel almost 3 decades ago, we set out to help injured people and get them the results they deserve. The call and consultation are always free.
FRENKEL. Call Frankel first. 214 or 817-333-3333.
Running a business comes with pressure. Fortunately, there's Insperity, offering my employees competitive benefit options, providing compliance advice, and lightening my HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm not trying to be punny here, folks. I'm not trying to make a pun. This is the God's honest truth. I'm sitting in services this last Sunday, and I don't know how many of you go to a Catholic church or how many of you have been to a Catholic service, but there is a focus inside of every Catholic church, which is right above the altar. It is the crucifix. This is Jesus Christ on the cross. And more often than not, during Mass, I'm looking up at Jesus. I am trying to keep my focus on that cross and trying to meditate on his sacrifice, what he wants of me as a child of God. And this last Sunday, I looked up at that cross, and I looked in my mind's eye about everything that was happening in our country and in our world, where you have Democrats openly hating on Jews, openly calling for the death of Jews on college campuses. When you have in Congress, those who are vehement Jew haters and just hate toward lovers of freedom in general that is being ginned up out there by the worldwide left, and hatred of those who have a belief or a faith in God. And I looked up at the crucifix and said, did you abandon us? Or did we abandon you? And it just hit me because of the, and you guys have probably heard the Titler cycle, and you guys have probably heard of Ronald Reagan's lament that when a nation turns away from its God, from its moral center, which God tends to be, that society is not far off from collapse. And I think that's precisely what's happening to the United States of America. And I am doing my best to fight it every step of the way. I'm sure you are doing everything you can in your life. But it's kind of a chicken or the egg idea. I think the left-wingers would like us to believe that Jesus and God have abandoned us. And thus, they use that as a predicate to say, well, you know, they abandoned you, so What are you doing going to church? What are you doing worshiping a God that abandons you? And so you look around and you see all the depravity, the massive illegal immigration, the destruction of communities, the exploitation of human beings, and you wonder what just God would do this. And then at the same time, those of you who have a religious underpinning, you go, well, wait a minute. Is it God doing that? Or is it us doing that? And I think that answers the question. Did Jesus and God abandon us? Or did we abandon him? Did we abandon God? And I think it's that. When we turn away from a faith, from having a moral compass, you know, that is the precursor to the degradation, the decline of our society. Because think about it. You get rid of God, and then all of a sudden, everything's cool. You can treat your neighbor like crap. You can say that, yeah, men can be women and women can be men. and you can turn God's design on its ear. And feeling that you yourself are as powerful as a god. The standard conventions which you've been told have been meant to keep you down are really what's actually servicing you up for slavery, because that's exactly what these left-wingers are doing. They're taking down the conscience guardrails of a society to where that basically kept government at bay, to where you are going to be a subject sooner rather than later. Reagan talking about this, about the left's intolerance of religion. Listen to what he said in 84.
Once religion had been made vulnerable, a series of assaults were made in one court after another, on one issue after another. Cases were started to argue against tax-exempt status for churches. Suits were brought to abolish the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance, and to remove "In God We Trust" from public documents and from our currency. Today, there are those who are fighting to make sure voluntary prayer is not returned to the classrooms. And the frustrating thing for the great majority of Americans who support and understand the special importance of religion in the national life, the frustrating thing is that those who are attacking religion claim they are doing it in the name of tolerance, freedom, and open-mindedness. Question: isn't the real truth that they are intolerant of religion?
And I think there are no truer words, to be honest with you, than what Ronald Reagan just said. It is true today as it was back in his day. And here's why it matters.
Without God, there is no virtue, because there's no prompting of the conscience. Without God, we're mired in the material, that flat world that tells us only what the senses perceive. Without God, there is a coarsening of the society. And without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure.
Are we not going through that right now, my friends? Are we not living a coarsening of the society courtesy of the American left? We continue this conversation with a God-centered man. Vince Everett Ellison comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden: health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, "Nobody asked me"? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this: when you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative strong and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Vince Everett Ellison, friend of the program, is a conservative who says his politics, his friendships, family, justice, and business are led by his Christian values. As a Black American and son of God, he says he cannot be oppressed. He's the author of the new book, Crime Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. Vince, welcome back.
Oh, Chris, it's a pleasure. It's good to hear your voice again.
Right back at you, my friend. Look, before we get into the book, I want to get some of the headlines of the day. And with your godly perspective, what is your take on what's happening in the state of Israel today?
It is prosthetic, and it is so supremely sad. And I hope that the United States of America and the world will allow Israel to do what it has to do, and that is go in and decimate Hamas and just eradicate them so they don't have to worry about this type of thing anymore. For decades now, they've been seeking peace. They've offered them their own Palestinian state. They've refused. And they have said to the world that their main ambition is to destroy Israel and to kill every Jew they can find. And I'm telling you, if a person is standing there across the street from your family and they tell you every day, my job is to try to kill you and your family, you nor I, Chris, would allow that person to stay there. We make sure that they will never, ever see the light of day. You threaten my family one time, I'm going to deal with you. And these people have been threatening Israel for the last probably 70, 80 years, and they got to deal with them, and we need to get away and let them do it.
Yeah, you know, folks can't fathom having to grow up knowing, hey, rockets may rain down on my city at any moment. And a lot of Americans can't relate to the anguish and the angst that the Jewish people have had to live under, these many years. I wanted to get your reaction, not only around the globe, but even back here at home. Rashida M.F. Tlaib led and some other Democrats supported this Hamas insurrection that took over the U.S. Capitol. They, of course, violated the law, but we're getting no word that they're going to be treated like some of those who are prosecuted and persecuted under the January 6th rubric. Folks who never even entered the Capitol seem to be more harshly punished on January 6th than these individuals who took over the Capitol with the blessings of Democrats the other day. What's your take on that?
Well, we've all known, Chris, that for generations, for centuries, the Democrat Party cared nothing about the rule of law. I mean, they were the party of slavery from 1800 to 1860, the party of the Confederacy, you know, insurrection, killing people, killed close to a million Americans to try to keep their slaves, to try to destroy the United States of America. Then from 1865 to 1970, they were the party of Jim Crow. Just extra constitutionalism, violating the law, violating the Constitution, murder, rape. It was a lawless society. It was a Nazi state down south for 100 years, and the Democratic Party ran it. And now they're the party of abortion. They're the party of castrating little boys and calling them little girls, cutting the breasts off little girls, calling them little boys, having demented men going to the bathroom with your children, having demented men going to the drag queens, going to your school, shaking their behinds in your children's faces. They will applaud you if you kneel at a football game to denounce your country, but they're going to put you in jail if you kneel at the same game to pray to your God. They'll give you money if you want to castrate your son, but they will whip you if you try to discipline. This is a sick, evil, criminal institution. And the Democratic Party supports Hamas. You know why? Because they support Iran. They took the sanctions off that Donald Trump put on. They've allowed them to sell $100 billion worth of oil. They've also gave them $6 billion to release those hostages. And all that money went to Hamas and Hezbollah. Do you think that Hezbollah and Hamas got 100,000 rockets by selling trinkets on the side of the street?
Yeah.
No.
It's not the way.
They came from Iran.
Yeah, not
and it's the same exact thing that the Democrats do here. They had the Democratic Party as their military wing before 1970. Well, and now they got Black Lives Matter as their military wing. And they fund them the same way Iran funds Hamas. They said they fund BLM. They fund Antifa. They fund all of those crazy folks on the street that's burning up America right now. So they're hand in glove at the same type of totalitarian group. Iran, Democratic Party, hand in glove, Palestinians, they all the same thing. And they're a criminal organization.
Yeah, don't forget the Barack Hussein Obama regime that now runs the meat puppet, Joe Biden. They're hiring pro-Iranian people inside that administration that, as you said, facilitated hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars into the number one state sponsor of terrorism. And one of them has had his security clearance revoked because, frankly, he's been in the tank for the jihadist state. Folks, we're talking to Vince Everett Ellison. The name of the book is Crime Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. So that leads me to the crime. Let's start with the crime on the border. I mean, because this is the biggest crime scene from the Democrat Party in the United States, where now an estimated 8 million illegal aliens and 3 million known gotaways have broken into our country. What's your take?
Yeah, Chris, thanks for bringing that up. That's one of my chapters. The Democrat Party, just like the cartels, are involved in trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and drug trafficking. The cartels in the Democratic Party work hand in glove. The cartels all have K Street lawyers that live in D.C., and they pay them millions of dollars, and they take these millions of dollars and give campaign contributions to the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party refuses to seal that border. And across that border, hundreds of millions of dollars in drugs, hundreds of millions of dollars in sex trafficking, hundreds of millions of dollars in human trafficking come across that border. The cartels are making billions of dollars, billions, and they transfer some of that money to the Democratic Party to keep these sorry jokers in power. So they work with them there. The union. You know how the mafia always controls the unions? Well, the Democratic Party is in league with the unions also, especially the teachers' union. They give raises to teachers. Teachers then funnel a part of that money to the unions. The unions then give campaign contributions, over $100 million. 98% of their campaign contributions go to the Democratic Party. Classic money laundering. Classic money laundering. And the mafia and the Crips and the Bloods make their money off of hits. They kill people, and they get paid for it. But the Democratic Party has 1,500 hit squads. They call them Planned Parenthood all over the country. The Democratic Party will shut down this government if you take that $550 million of Planned Parenthood funding out of it. They threaten to do it. Why? Because they give Planned Parenthood the money. The Planned Parenthood stays open. They kill babies. They charge about between $5,000 and $6,000 a child. They kill $1.5 million a year. They take some of that money and give it to the Democratic Party. You get paid from the hit.
Yep.
You got to always pay the mob boss at the top. So this is just three ways that the Democratic Party is a criminal organization. They steal elections. They use Patsy. They have a false piety where they act like they believe in God. They are not. They are an evil criminal organization, and the world is burning right now because we put a crime family over the government of the United States of America.
Yeah, and back by the way, breaking news as of yesterday. The authorities here in the state of Texas in their initial report have discovered, Vince, that in Harris County, in Harris County, Texas, which houses Houston, it was massive, rampant voter fraud after their investigation. And there is a lot of hell to pay. And guess who runs Houston? Which party? The Democrat Socialist Party. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Let's go.
Look at Baltimore. Look at Detroit. Well, look at Washington, D.C. Look at anywhere they rule. And you're going to see rampant corruption.
Yeah.
You're going to see people beat down. You're going to see people demoralized. You're going to see places that the Democrat Party controls, like the public school system. You wouldn't send your dog to it. But they hold it up as a virtue. Why? Because they win. This is how they win, by demoralizing their constituency. The same way the mob. They find a person that's down and out, and that's their customer. That's the guy they go get. And they never want him to come up, because if he comes up, he starts dealing with them. So the Democratic Party has to beat you down to keep you under control. And that's why we got to run them out in 2024.
Well, folks, the name of the book is Crime, Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. The author is Vince Everett Ellison. And so let's go from the crime at the border to the crime in the streets. The Democrat Party has unleashed on our people the criminal element with their pro-criminal policies. And then while simultaneously, Vince, they've been trying to take away our weapons, as the same Democrat Party is allowing illegal guns to flow over the border into our streets, into the criminals' hands. They are basically teeing us up to be victims of their criminals.
See, Chris, you see it so very clearly. And that's what they do. It makes no sense to try to defund the police. And then defund the police, and then disarm the citizens at the same time. And then at the same time, when you're doing that, you're going to have no bail. Just let the criminals out on the street. You want to do snatch and grabs. You want to make it. You're going to tell people that they can't arrest somebody unless they shoplift like over $1,000 worth of stuff. So you got the snatch and grabs. You got dope being peddled on the street. You got the prostitution being peddled on the street. You got the violence and all this stuff happening there. And it's all in these Democrat-controlled areas. Why? Because the Democratic Party and the cartels and the crime families say, we have to be able to sell our dope on the street. We have to make sure that people, that our criminals, when they get caught, are released to come back on the street. And we got to make sure that the people can't defend themselves and hurt our criminals while they're doing our work. And the Democrat Party gets a kickback.
Wow.
Believe me when I tell you. every big city mayor, every corrupt police officer, every big city, 76 city councilman, all these people get kickbacks from the crime on the streets in these big cities. This is why they want it. And most of our people here in America are such nice people. They're such God-fearing good people. They say, oh, Vince, you tripping. Well, see, Chris, you and I have led life. We have been on the street. We've seen this stuff happen. And we tell people these stories, and they cannot believe this happens in America. And you and I try to shake them and say, you don't understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with Beelzebub.
Well,
you're dealing with Satan.
Vince.
And the biggest crime the devil ever created was to make us believe he no longer existed. And he lays his head in the Democrat Party.
Exactly. And you know what? You and I both know now it's gotten so big and so disastrous for our people. They can't hide it. Now, regular Americans that you and I have been trying to shake awake for the last, two decades, now they're getting impacted. And that brings me to the last story. This Louisiana DA. Here's a Louisiana Soros-backed DA. What he did is he unleashed the criminal element on an unsuspecting Louisiana, allowing them to get ravaged by his pro-criminal policies. And then what happened? He and his mama get carjacked at gunpoint with the same crime, the same criminals he helped create. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Do you think he may have had a change of heart after his own mother became a victim of his anti-American pro-Soros policies?
You would hope that he would. But these people are such dead enders. They can explain away anything. And this is one thing that I want your listeners to understand. Go to my website, VinceEEllison.com. VinceEEllison.com. At my website, you can buy my book. You can watch the trailer to my documentary, Will You Go to Hell for Me? Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity says the best trailer they ever saw. You also saw it too,
I did.
Chris. It's
I did.
Awesome.
Yep.
And what I want you to do is understand that things are going to get better. They are not going to defeat us. And when these people come to you and try to say that you're responsible for their failures in life, when they tell white America or conservative America that you're responsible for me being poor, you're responsible for me being destitute, this is what you tell them. You tell them you're a slave looking for a master. I refuse to be your master. I will help you be free. I'll help you exercise your freedom because you're a free man. I'll help you find a good job if you need one. I'll help you find a good pastor if you need one. I'll help you with anything that I can. But if you think I'm going to live in condemnation for you, I'm not. I will not. And I tell you this, if you try to take anything from me, I try to hurt me or mine, I got two things that will get you off me. That is Jesus and my 38. You better not try me.
Can I get an amen? Vince Everett Ellison, everybody. Crime, Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. Sir, appreciate the visit as always.
Chris, I love you, man. You do great work. I watch you every day. You got an awesome show on Newsmax, an awesome radio show. You're a true blue patriot. You're a true blue man of God. I love you. I love your listeners. Keep doing your thing, brother.
God's blessings, my friend. Thank you so much for the book and also your continued friendship. That's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where I need to go to keep track of what's happening here in Texas that'll impact your life. But you folks outside of Texas, what's happening here? We are one of the last lines of defense for what the Democrats are planning on doing to this country. So make sure you keep an eye on what's going on here as well. So goes Texas. So goes America. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. When you're there, you can check out our social media hookups and find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure our society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
When you've been injured in a car wreck, you're going to hear from an insurance company pretty quickly. And they're going to ask you a bunch of questions I promise you shouldn't answer. I'm attorney Mark Frankel, and I know their tactics firsthand because I used to work for them. When we started Frankel & Frankel almost 3 decades ago, we set out to help injured people and get them the results they deserve. The call and consultation are always free.
FRENKEL. Call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles,
I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Inspirity, nothing seems impossible. Inspirity, HR that makes a difference.